Now, it is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hi, this is Andy Peters welcoming you along to the very latest Hot or Not podcast, where we've got all the best bits from Monday the 17th of November's amazing show. Coming up in this week's edition, you can enjoy a little bit of this.
What credit crunch?
Yeah, that's what I say.
What
credit crunch?
What credit crunch?
Is that a chocolate bar? Some of this.
I'm broken in now. I'm ready. I'm part of the Heat crew.
And no shortage of this.
I give it credit for being ambitious, for being intelligent, not talking down to its audience. Where it goes wrong is it forgets it's a thriller.
So forget your troubles for the next 20 minutes and enjoy this week's Hotcast. I love it.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers, entertaining the nation. Heat Radio.
Time to welcome this week's special guest on our show now. Now, he rose to fame. I'm reading this, by the way, Paddy. He rose to fame as
You're reading it off the back of a beer mat as well. That's not inspiring.
Now, you see, aren't you supposed to say you're reading it off the back of a Greg's Bakery bag?
Oh, I see what you did.
If it had been my sponsorship deal, I just slipped it in.
Oh, let me tell you my London reporter story once you've done this.
Okay, right. Okay, let's just... This is the big build-up, though. This is... I mean, if I had a drum roll, I'd be doing it now. He rose to fame as Peter Kay's sidekick in several of Kay's TV programmes, including Phoenix Nights and Max and Paddy's Road to Nowhere, but he's also a comedian, a TV presenter in his own right, and he launches his brand new stand-up DVD. Let's be honest, that's the only reason he came in. It's Paddy McGuinness. So how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah. Everything's nice and bonny at the minute.
You said, tell me your story about London, because you're finding this whole London thing quite shocking, aren't you?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, you know, I don't know what it is. I mean, I try my best to sort of, you know, be positive about it, but I did a couple of phone interviews. One was a reporter from London, and he says to me, who's Greg? And I says, Greg? And he went, says you're doing an advert with Greg. I went, no, that's Greg's, it's a pie shop. And he went, do you mean like a delicatessen? And I was like, oh, that's all I need.
Now, you see, you only get chitter-chatter like this on the podcast. You want to make sure you download this every week. Anyway, so tell me, how did you get into comedy?
Oh, I like that, Andy. That is route one.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Route one.
There we go.
Well, do you know, many years ago, Peter used to do little stand-up gigs around Manchester, and I'd go with him, and he'd get, like, 30 quid for 20 minutes or so at these little comedy clubs. And at the time, you know, I never used to earn 30 quid in a shift.
Really?
With my job. So I just sort of looked upon stand-up as an easy way of making money. And I did quite a few open spots and this, that and the other, but I used to get that nervous. I couldn't eat the day before. And I just used to think, well, is it worth it for 30 quid? So I jacked it in for ages. And it were only when we started doing Phoenix Nights and what have you, and people know your face.
Yeah.
And I started, like, obviously I tour and stuff now, but it is the most hardest, loneliest job ever.
Finally, you are the face of Greg's The Bakers.
Yeah.
Have you got any vouchers that I could have for free sausage rolls?
Well, do you know what? I mean, if you'd give me a bit of warning, I'd have brought you some in.
What, some actual sausage rolls or vouchers?
Oh, actual. Hey, and I'll tell you, here's a little factoid for you.
Thank you. Yes, we love facts.
Yeah. 48.
Yes.
The 4 and the 8.
Yes.
Layers of pastry in a Greg's sausage roll. What? Beggars belief, Andy. That witchcraft, I think they call it. Witchcraft.
That means the pastry's been folded 48 times.
48 times.
Which means
times.
When it rises, you get a more puffy pastry.
Oh,
remember,
hey,
I've been on MasterChef.
Don't try and take the gig off me.
No, but I just want to make clear what that means.
Yeah.
48.
48.
Layers. That's unreal.
I said witchcraft.
Look, Paddy, I can't say that you haven't talked enough, because you have.
Yeah.
But I'm going to need to get you to talk some more after this.
All right.
If you've got a favourite song stuck in your head, listen to Roll on You Control the Heat, Monday to Thursday from 5:30. To get your favourite song, go to heatradio.com now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
It's Andy on the radio. This is Hot or Not, your essential guide to the next 7 days in entertainment and celebrity. Okay, we always like to look forward, but occasionally we like to look back. This is the part of the show that I like to call Rewind. I've got an old copy of Heat magazine in my left hand, and you've got to guess the year that this magazine came out.
This is Heat.
Okay, so on the front cover, I'm actually holding the wrong copy. I'm holding the current issue. I need to get the old one. Here it is. On the front cover, Robbie Williams and Nicole Kidman. Shots from their saucy new video. Also, Liz's baby. Meet the low-profile dad-to-be and how I feel about kids. As I look into the magazine, there are some pictures from the cast of the MTV Europe Music Awards from this year gone by. Emma Bunton's there. The Avalanches, who are they? Dido, Travis, Shaggy, and all of the T4 crew, because of course, in this year, I was in charge of T4. Look, there's June, Vernon, and Marguerite. Oh, look, they look lovely. Oh, don't they look great? Anyway, sorry. Anastasia in there as well. Don't like her. Have I ever told my Anastasia story on the radio? That could be next week's story that I tell. My argument with Anastasia at Top of the Pops. There are pictures, of course, of Britney Spears with her little sister here. Little sister Jamie Lynn, who's now got a child. Britney and her little sister. And also, as I turn another page, let's go. Hang on, what should we look at? This page here. Who's that? Look at this. The King. They've got a feature on the Kings of Style. So there's Craig David wearing a stupid scarf, Usher wearing a stupid hat, David Beckham with lines in his hair, Puff Daddy, Elton John, and Goldie. Yep, really trendy. All of them with a little bit of bling as well. Look at all that bling these guys are wearing. And also, here it is, Harry Potter special. Charles Gant, our very own, talked to Daniel Radcliffe. All about Harry Potter. I don't want to give it all away because otherwise that would spoil the competition. So all of those stories in an edition of Heat Magazine from a year gone by, but what was the year? All you've got to do is have a think about it, figure it out, and I'll tell you the answer a little later in the podcast.
Join Paul Coit weekdays from 9 a.m. with Out of the Blue with Ford. He's got the newest music and hottest celebrity guests only on Heat Radio.
This is Heat.
And of course, joining us to discuss the big new cinema release is Heat Magazine film editor Charles Gant. Charles, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you? All right?
I'm good, yeah.
Good to see you. So what's the movie we're going to talk about this week?
Body of Lies, which is from Ridley Scott, who did Gladiator.
Yes.
It stars Leonardo DiCaprio, Russell Crowe, so two big movie stars. And it's one of those movies where it's like trying to tussle with an important political subject, in this case, CIA shenanigans in the Middle East.
Yeah.
But in order to get people to watch that, lots of action, lots of movie stars.
Okay.
So it's very much, Leo was in Blood Diamond a couple of years ago,
yeah.
Sort of, you know, illuminating an important topic, but with lots of, you know, wrapped up in a very entertaining package. And this is what Body of Lies is trying to do.
Is it modern day? Is it set in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, let's, in this clip, what are we going to hear?
We're going to hear Mark Strong, British actor, playing slightly strangely the head of Jordan's intelligence, telling Leonardo DiCaprio's character what's going on.
Don't worry, we're not watching you. We're watching out for you. But I need you to understand, you cannot afford any more mistakes in Jordan. This is a part of the world where friendship matters. It can save your life.
Okay, so, I mean, just even this from the very dulcet tones.
Yeah, very mysterious.
Yes, exactly.
This film is, it's got a lot going on, and it takes place in many countries in the Middle East, and it's very, I give it credit for being ambitious, for being intelligent, not talking down to its audience. Where it goes wrong is it forgets it's a thriller. And it just doesn't really work as a thriller. And it's got lots of storylines without there being a big, compelling story. It's like, I think Ridley Scott just kind of lost control of what his movie was about.
Okay, Charles, it's the question that many people pay good money to hear you answer. Body of Lies, hot or not?
Body of Lies, I'm afraid it's got to be a not.
Oh, Charles Gant, thank you very much. We'll be back next. You'll be back next week. So will I, actually, as it happens. We'll both be here next week, hopefully.
Yeah, and talking about, Angelina Jolie in Changeling, or maybe Four Christmases.
Oh, and I saw posters for that all over Los Angeles last week.
Four Christmases?
Yeah, exactly. Is that Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but hopefully we'll have seen it in time for next week.
I hung out with Reese Witherspoon last week as well.
Ooh.
Just that I'd let you know, in Barney's. Very nice. Charles, thanks very much indeed. Competition time on the Hotcast now, where there's another great prize pack up for grabs. Listen to this. We've got blockbuster films for you: Kung Fu Panda, WALL-E, The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian, and The Forbidden Kingdom. There's also top telebox sets: Bones Series 3, Star Story Series 2, Benidorm Series 2, Britannia High Series 1 Part 1, Moonlight Series 1, and Desperate Housewives Series 4. And if you like a good laugh, I'll also throw in a stack of hilarious stand-up DVDs from French and Saunders, our guest Paddy McGuinness, his pal Peter Kay, Dara O'Brien, Michael McIntyre, and Russell Howard. And to top it all off, I've also got new albums from Nickelback, Beyonce, Dido, and Alicia Dixon, as well as Now 71 and the Feeling in Concert DVD. So to win all of that in this week's special Hotcast competition, all you have to do is answer this question. What's the name of Paddy McGuinness's showbiz friend who lives in LA? Can you name Paddy McGuinness's showbiz friend who lives in LA? If you think you know the answer to that question, just send an email to studio@heatworld.com with the answer, your contact details, and you could be our very latest Hotcast competition winner.
This is Heat.
Paddy McGuinness is still here. Paddy, are you ready to face the hot list?
Absolutely.
Right,
yeah.
Here we go. So you just tell me. I'll give you a person, a place, a thing, a name. Could be anything.
Right.
You just tell me whether it's hot or not.
Wicked.
Okay, and why?
Yeah.
Peter Kay as a director.
Hot.
Why?
Because it's like, well, I can only speak personally, it's like having your best mate in charge of giving school dinners out. You always get a bit extra. So when he's directing out and we're in it,
yeah,
I know we're going to get a bit extra long dinner hour and we can have a bit of a laugh and a giggle. So that's why it's hot.
Okay, you got any plans to work with him again?
Yeah, yeah. We've not got anything dates set or anything, but we will do, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Warburton's Bread.
Not.
Why not?
Because I used to work at Warburton's as a Saturday job when I was 16. And let me tell you, it was soul destroying.
Really?
The worst job ever. I used to get up at 6 in the morning in the winter, walk, and it was about 7 miles to Warburton's factory.
You would
in
walk,
the dark.
You would
in,
walk 7 miles?
In the dark and the rain, and I had a hole in the bottom of my trainer. My sock used to come out and get wet through. And then I'd get to work, push my sock back through the hole, do about 10 hours cleaning door off a machine and then walk back home in the dark again.
You used to clean dwarfs off the machine?
Yeah, yeah.
Dwarfs?
Yeah, 7 of them. It's all 7 of them. The little blighters.
Oh, my life.
Vertically challenged, I think we say now.
Yeah,
cool.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, being a club rep?
Not.
Why not?
Because that's... Now, as cheesy as this sounds, when I signed up to be a club rep, I did it because... I thought, you're on stage, entertaining people, and that's a bit of me. I love doing all that.
Yeah.
And I got there, and basically it was just a glorified salesman. That's all you are.
Really?
And you sell excursions, T-shirts, you've got to hit targets, 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 or forcing people. And I thought, God, you know, I don't want to be mithered when I'm on holiday, so why am I mithering these people? So I did that for about 4 weeks and I just
gave it in. Oh my word. Okay, fair enough. And this, I mean, I think we know the answer to this question.
Right.
The South.
Oh, no, listen.
Let me recheck phrasing. Yeah. London.
Not. But you know what? It's horrible when I say it because I do, every time I come to London, I have a great, and actual London people are lovely.
Thank you very much.
But I think it's, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the media or whatever it is, but there's something just, I can't put my finger on it, just not friendly about it.
Oh, come
here.
On. There's a Starbucks on every corner.
Yeah, exactly.
You can go into Pret-a-Manger. I need to call it Pret-a-Mortgage.
A mortgage, yeah, buy a sandwich from
there. All right, that's where the joke was going.
Yeah,
leave it.
Yeah.
All right. And, of course, we've got the Underground. What more could you want in life?
Absolutely, yeah. No, I do love coming down here. I love a night out around here. I always go out around Soho and whatever. It's cracking. The people are lovely. But it just has a bit of a... It doesn't have a warmth about it.
Yeah. I go out in Soho and the people are lovely. Paddy, you've said it all. Look, thank you so much for joining us.
A pleasure.
Don't forget, Paddy's stand-up DVD is in the shops now, or you can buy it online. And remember, you can win a copy if you enter Top of the Tops online at www.heatradio.com. Heat Radio. This is Andy on the latest Hot or Not Hotcast, showcasing the best of last week's show. But don't forget, there are loads of other good shows on Heat Radio. Here's my favourite bit from last week on Heat.
Gentlemen, this is Heat.
Tyre Cruz, welcome back to Heat.
Hey, thank you for having me back.
Hey, it's second time. You see, we didn't frighten you off the last time.
That's it. You know what I mean? I'm broken in now. I'm ready. I'm part of the Heat crew.
There you go. And we're part of your crew. Well, we'd like to be one day. Congratulations on the new single, which we're going to play in a little bit, which is great. And, of course, it's mad busy because you're on this UK tour, aren't you? So Norwich tonight.
Yes, it's crazy. It's been awesome so far, and I'm anticipating that Norwich is going to be possibly the best night, I think.
Have you already said that about Brighton and Bristol?
Of course.
So what do you go through prepping for this tour tonight then? What do you go through on an average afternoon just before you're on stage?
Loads of junk food, generally, and loads of, like, laughing on the tour bus with everyone in the band, and then we sort of have about an hour's worth of chilling before we go on stage to kind of get all of our energy back from messing around all day. And then we go out and perform it and rock it out like rock stars.
Hey, and then it's all rock and roll afterwards with the VIPs and the groupies.
It's all after parties and, you know, and just loads and loads of beautiful ladies hanging out and, you know, and all of the coolest guys as well get invited back and we just have a big party. It's great.
Oh my God, your life sounds so good. It makes mine so dull, though. What's been the highlight of the live shows for you so far?
It's crazy. Like, the very first show that we did was the audience. We weren't even expecting, because generally, it doesn't really get good until you kind of start moving into the middle of the tour. But at the very beginning, you know, the audience was absolutely insane and just loving it and knew all the words. And I had, you know, girls on shoulders and, like, the banners and everything.
Wow.
It was really good, yeah.
So what do you got planned after this? Have you got a break for Christmas? Or are you working all the way through?
I'm pretty much working up until maybe about a week before Christmas, and I'm going to try and take like a week or two off and then back in the studio again, because we've got the new album coming next year. So,
of course you have. Any more famous collaborations planned?
I've got loads of them, actually, that we're trying to set up now. A couple of them have happened already. So, I'll keep it a secret so it's a fact.
Aww.
Yeah, so it's fun for you guys when it comes out. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you did a track with. So if I tell you now, it'd be boring.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't be boring. No, I understand. You've got to keep some stuff quiet. Well, mate, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're mad busy.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio. Join Rachel Hopper for a celebrity-packed afternoon with the newest and hottest music around. The Diet Coke Break. Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers. Entertaining the nation. Heat Radio.
And here's some exclusive bits from the Paddy McGuinness interview you didn't hear on the radio.
This is Heat.
I did a couple of phone interviews, a food critic, and he was eating when he picked the phone up to me. And I just said, oh, what are you eating? You know, I thought, let's get the old food topic going.
Yep.
And he said, hummus with a pita bread dip.
Yes.
And I just nearly put the phone down there and then, Andy. You know what I mean?
See, now, I have to say, you and I are obviously not destined to get on.
No, oh, do you like that?
Well, I don't necessarily like hummus. Do you like sushi?
Raw fish?
Why would I want to eat raw fish? I want my fish cooked.
Yeah, put some batter on it.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And then we'll all climb up. Where are you from then? Are you a London boy?
Bizarrely, I was born in Chelsea, which is quite lardy-dee, lardy-da,
yeah.
And now I live in Surrey, which is also quite lardy-dee, lardy-da.
Oh, yeah, you practically bleed hummus if we cut you. Yeah.
Do you like tiramisu salata?
Am I getting that mixed up with tiramisu?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Tiramisu is much nicer
because
it's not nasty fish eggs.
No. Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah, the pink one.
Okay,
yeah,
no. You know, it's funny because I've eaten in some really nice restaurants in London.
Right.
And I do feel, I could do with you being there, because I do feel a bit out of my depth when I pick the menu up.
Well, I'll give you my number, and if you're ever in doubt, text me, Andy, is a beurre blanc? And I can text you back.
Absolutely.
It's a butter sauce.
But don't they make you feel uncomfortable, some waiters?
Yeah, they do. I agree.
And it's like, well, hang on a minute, you know. I was a silver service waiter myself.
Seriously?
Many years ago. And, you know, I'd serve people and I'd just try to make them feel comfortable. I thought, what's the point in intimidating people?
Yeah. Does that mean you can pick up a bread roll with a fork and a spoon
absolutely,
in one hand?
Absolutely, yeah.
A round of applause. Because I think that's brilliant.
Anyone who can do that.
Genuinely, I do. Because obviously I sit in first class on the plane back from LA yesterday.
Don't we all?
And they do that. They do the whole silver service thing.
Absolutely.
And I love it. I just think it's
Virgin, you get a massage.
Not anymore. It's been ever since.
What?
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone from
what?
Virgin. Yeah, they've taken it away.
Oh.
But let's be honest, you can't beat British Airways first.
I'm telling you now, it's a different gravy. Because I went first class British Airways and I was like astounded.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Astounded, you know, because I was going over visiting my mate, Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
I'll just pick that up.
Hey!
But it is a different gravy. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I'm terrified of flying, but I thought, if you're going to go down,
you might as well be in bread rolls with the old knife and fork.
Be
in seats 1 to 5.
Absolutely.
If you're going to go down,
go down
in style.
Absolutely fantastic. But I think it's Air Singapore.
Yeah, or even Singapore Air.
Singapore Air. Yeah. They do like your own little room.
Yeah, so do Emirates. Emirates, as well.
I might be getting confused.
Yeah, but you get your suite.
Wow.
No, you are thinking of Singapore Air, where
I'll
the bed.
What, hey,
no, Singapore
we've
Air.
Changed.
Listen, the bed, the telly in Singapore Air is bigger than the telly in my kitchen that you get in your seat.
Oh, magical.
Even Robbie would love that.
What credit crunch?
Yeah, that's what I say.
What credit crunch? Is that a chocolate bar? Order us some hummus.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
You've been waiting long enough, podcast friends. It's time to tell you if you've guessed the year correctly. I can now reveal the year in question was 2001.
Heat Radio.
Okay, that's it for this week's podcast, and I really am grateful that you decided to download it, so thank you. Next week, John Barrowman will be in the studio, plus we'll have a very special X Factor mystery guest. X Factor mystery guest? How exciting!
Do it. Like what you're hearing? Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.